We use the 4x4 vial representation of the four spacetime Dirac matrices. It's a chiral representation built using the Kronecker product of polymatrices. This gives six block diagonal matrices representing the Clifford bivectors. The spin connection is a Clifford bivector valued one form, and the frame is a Clifford vector valued one form, and both may be written out in terms of coefficients and basis elements, if you like that sort of thing. When we use the vial representation, these Clifford valued one forms break up into their left and right chiral parts, each a 2x2 block defined by the spin connection and frame coefficients multiplying poly matrices. It's worth noting that the algebra of vectors and bivectors is the same as the algebra of bivectors in one higher dimension. This implies that the McDowell-Mansouri approach of describing gravity as an SO14 bivector connection is the same as describing gravity in terms of a combined spacetime vector and bivector connection. What we do next is extend the McDowell-Mansouri trick by combining gravity, Higgs, and electroweak fields in an SO17 connection.